All right, prepare yourself for assorted technical difficulties, because I'm sure they're going to happen. I'm going to be attempting to play sound clips through this episode. And we know what that means. It means that there will be technical problems, because doing a podcast with two computers, what could go wrong, right? What could go wrong? It's like having a device in your house that listens to everything you say and records it and stores it on the cloud and sends it to the corporations. What could possibly go wrong with that? Actually, I was telling you guys that last night I was out with the two friends of mine and we were drinking, talking about Battlestar Galactica and stuff. They actually have the little Amazon thing that spies on you. And I had brought that up and they just cracked up and they're like, yeah, it actually is just a piece of spy software in our house, isn't it? I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what it is. Of course, I record myself talking and put it on the internet. Nobody's a spy on me. It's all right out there on the fucking internet. But because liberals are lazy, no one who disagrees with me will ever listen to the podcast. Laziness in liberals, it's kind of a godsend. I gotta wave my little T-ball around. No, that's not a sex joke. It's a little ball, metal ball. You put tea in it, you put it in the hot water, you bounce it around, it makes tea, making some hot tea. Great one, why aren't you drinking a martini? Not yet. Maybe later, I don't know, shit. It's almost 4 o'clock already, and it's fucking cold. I think we hit a high of 14 degrees outside. Thus, the Great One did not go outside today. Fuck that noise. Where the hell is global warming when you need it? I thought we were going to die from global warming. Well, I could use a little bit of fucking dying from global warming right about now. It'd be fucking great. But no! Oh, hell no. Global warming, never there when you want it. Fuck. Raspberry tea. Oh, it's delicious. It's one of my favorites.
This is Radio Freedom.
The CIA was set up supposedly to defend the Republic and all this stuff. It got hijacked by multinational interests. It's been retaken.
No, the CIA was set up to manipulate elections and politics and economics in foreign countries. Alex, that's why the CIA was set up.
And they're cleaning the CIA out right now.
Are you serious? That's fucking breaking goddamn news. Put that shit up on InfoWars. The CIA is cleaning house?
By the way, this is Eddie Bravo and Alex Jones on the Joe Rogan Show. If you haven't listened to the entire episode, it is totally worth it. It's a good time. So again, I've said it before, I'll say it again. There's plenty of things I can, you know, give Alex Jones shit about. But you don't gotta do nothing. I, the Great One himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, podcasting for 13 years on the interwebs at cynlibsoc.com and reachable at God, dog spelled backwards, God, at cynlibsoc.com. Always right, always been right, always will be right, never been wrong, except the one time when I said Donald Trump would not win the election. But Hillary Clinton still got more popular votes because I was right when I said the parasites outnumber the producers. Because they do. Because they keep breeding. Because no one will turn off the welfare and let the parasites starve to death or give them any incentive to stop breeding. Just stop them from breeding. Turn off the fucking welfare so the parasites stop breeding. But no, we don't have time for that. No, no. Oh, fuck no. Anyway, this is Eddie and Joe on the Joe Rogan podcast. It's a great episode. Alex Jones, I admire the fuck out of the man for his passion and his articulation and his, and like on this, you may watch Alex Jones on his show, and I don't watch it enough to really know, and you may think he doesn't have a sense of humor. You listen to this podcast, he is a funny guy. He's got a sense of humor. Anyhow, back to the sound clip.
Oh my God, that's... Are you kidding me? Why isn't that the headline news on InfoWars right now?
In other news, Jamie is wearing the Rock t-shirt.
A lot of folks did really, really crazy things for the CIA.
That's amazing
in this country's
shit.
History. And the CIA does like half the fighting. And they were all pissed off and they were betrayed by infiltrators inside the CIA and really bad stuff that went on. But right now, there is a counter coup within the CIA going on.
They're cleaning them out.
A counter coup?
Well, they're definitely trying.
In the CIA.
Jesus Christ. Damn.
Let's see how that works out.
I like
out,
what
huh?
I'm hearing.
Well, we'll see what happens. But
are you happy about the future?
Just be ready for
optimistic?
Him to announce. If
what?
Trump succeeds within 3 years,
here
you're going to hear
Trump
major cancer cures announced. You're going to hear
what?
New energy systems announced.
Really?
You're going to hear new companies announced. They've suppressed all this stuff. And Trump
what?
And good people want to empower humanity. They believe in the species and the planet. And big stuff's about
to happen.
Do
you know how goddamn...
Okay, we're going to have a cure for cancer and alternative energy sources in 3 years. You heard it right there from Alex Jones. It must be true. Alex, I love you to death, man. You've got to stop smoking so much pot. Got to stop smoking so much pot, brother.
How crazy it would be if Trump became a hero.
He is a hero.
But do you know how crazy it would be if the country accepted him, if they figured this out? If this is all true, this all comes true exactly as you're saying, which I really have no idea if you're right.
Hey, you know what you could play right now? How about that Bill Clinton clip that you played where he's talking about vetting immigrants, like more hardcore than Trump?
Yeah, he said, we're going to vet everybody.
This is the true substance. This is fantastic and brilliant. I'm working on a little something. I'm working on a lot of somethings. It'll be on the fucking website eventually. Like, it'll eventually happen like everything else. I was going to do some different sound clips, and I went to get them and found out I haven't finished doing the fucking prep yet. Somebody over on Gab AI specifically requested that I listen to and comment on an interview on the... Who is it? Is it Dave Kaplan? Somebody did an interview with some guy who claims to be an anarchist. And so this person over on Gab threw this at me. And I was going to do that. And then I look at the thing and I realize, oh shit, I've only done sound clips for one of the three parts. So I got to finish that. Maybe I'll get that one tomorrow because I want to knock that and get out of the way. It was a specific request and I should get off my ass and do specific requests that people have. Even though none of you bastards, you know, give me Bitcoin or... buy anything over at cls.link via the Amazon affiliate link so that I can buy fucking Supergirl figurines. Look, guys, if you're not going to give me your... Think about it like this. Here's the thing. Let's say you go over to cls.link and you click on that, and at the top there's an Amazon banner, and you click on that and you go to Amazon and then you buy some books. You could buy stuff from Rollo Tomasi, like The Rational Male. You could buy something from Adam Piggott, like, for example, Pushing Rubber Downhill. You could buy something from Aaron Clary, like The Bachelor... But it's The Bachelor Pad Economics. I can't write. Just because I have the book sitting here on the shelf doesn't mean I can remember the name. All right, you could buy these books, and you could educate yourself and become smarter, and you could give me a little money in the process. So see, it's good for you, right? You're a better person now. You're entertained. You're educated. And then when I get enough money, because you went over there and bought all these books, because as we learned from the last episode, whenever I mention a book, people rush out and buy it. And the sales of that book just skyrocket whenever I mention it. Once you've bought enough stuff via my Amazon affiliate, I can buy the little Supergirl figurine, and I will buy that through Aaron Clary's affiliate link, and then he'll make some money, and then he can buy a whiskey for his girlfriend. Now, if you're not willing to participate in this process, I can only assume that you hate women, specifically that you hate Aaron Clary's GF, that you do not want her to have a tasty shot of nice whiskey. Why do you hate women? I think that's the main problem here. Instead of focusing on Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, I think we need to focus on your manifestation of hating women by not spending money via my Amazon affiliate link, you selfish, hate-filled Nazis.
How does Jamie pull that
Bill Clinton and Hillary promote wall. And the wall's kind of, I halfway disagree with him on the wall, because people do a ladder over it. It's metaphysical. It's like, we're a country, we're allowed to have this. Mexico has one. Canada has one. Why can't we? The big thing is, just deport people that are on welfare. We need people from Mexico and Russia.
Just deport people on welfare. Thank you, Alex. And this is what I like about Alex Jones. Oh, better yet, you don't even spend the money. And here's my view. You don't even spend the money deporting them. You just turn off the welfare. They will either become producers because they don't want to starve to death and die, or they will go away on their own and it will not cost the taxpayers anything. Alex is on the right path, but we don't need to deport them. We just need to turn it off.
Japan and
just deport people that are on welfare. Just only deport the poorest ones, the ones that are most fucked up.
We can't say if you won't do anything and you're come here, yeah, we'll collapse.
Okay, so when they come over here, you're saying give them a chance, but then once if they try to stay on welfare, then kick them out.
Was it for abortion or not?
Sounds good to me.
America's aborted all its babies.
Look at this. 1995.
Listen.
This is in 1995.
This is huge.
Not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants.
Whoa.
The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers.
This is Bill Clinton.
That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more, by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens.
Way more radical than Trump.
Way more radical than Trump. And if a Republican said this, racist, sexist, homophobic, Islamophobic, Nazi, and this is just one more point, one more data point on the chart that I have to keep bringing up. This is why left-wing statists do not have any form of objective morals. None. Right-wing statists are better. They're better. They're not perfect, but they're better. Left-wing statists, they have no concept of right or wrong in any objective sense. When Bill Clinton said this, they applauded him, because he's a Democrat and because he raped women, right? And he's just wonderful. It's just like when Obama kills Muslims with missiles launched from flying robots while those Muslims are attending weddings, right? The liberals, the progressive leftists, the left-wing statists, the Democrats, they all just applauded Obama. They swallowed his cum. They sucked his dick. He's the most wonderful person. He's the light bringer, doing no wrong, killing Muslims, completely fucking okay. Remember Ilian Gonzalez when the fucking agents came and busted in the house and pointed a machine gun at this little, 8-year-old kid or whatever and grabbed him and took him back to Mexico? Remember how liberal Democrats just applauded that as being the most wonderful thing ever? Now Donald Trump says he's going to build a wall, which he's not going to build a wall. There's not going to be a wall. Everyone get over it. But Donald Trump says, I'm going to build a wall. Racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, Muslimphobic, Nazi, Nazi, Nazi. The same people who had no problem with Bill Clinton saying what he's saying, the same people had no problem with Obama murdering Muslims. They have no objective concept of right or wrong. It's merely how they feel in the moment. It's not even consistent over time. It's how they feel at any given moment.
Present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it.
If that doesn't vindicate fucking Trump on all that fence shit,
but it also makes you realize what a bad motherfucker Bill Clinton was, because Trump can't make a speech like that. Bill Clinton was a good guy.
Think about that.
Bill Clinton did have some ball. I mean, when you fucking standing there and being like, I did not have sex with that woman, Yeah, you know, like I've said it before, Bill Clinton made it safe to get a blowjob in the workplace again. The hashtag MeToo bimbos are trying to change that.
Hit me. He's I want everybody to hit me right now. Full power.
Dude, no, that was Bill Clinton. No, so if you're out there marching, talking about the fucking wall, if you're some chick out there marching, talking about the wall, and you just heard that,
Eddie, that was not
and you don't realize, I'm giving you a chance. Admit you were punked. It's okay. Everybody gets punked.
Full power punch.
But from this point on, shut the fuck up about it.
Full power. That's not full power.
No, okay, let's, that's about it, folks.
Shut the fuck up about it. Oh, that was beautiful. Sounds a lot like me. I like this guy.
Are you kidding?
Good night,
everybody. I was a 27-time Taekwondo champion. If I give you full power, you're going
to
be in the hospital.
We should go to a piss break.
I think we've hit, had it enough. No, it's five. We're going to wrap this up. We got it. We did a good job.
And that was pretty much the end of the episode. Because by this point, they were losing their minds and somewhat going insane. And I think they'd smoked a lot of dope. I don't know. Something was going on. But it's a great episode. Anyhow, that Bill Clinton quote, that is fantastic. That is a beautiful, beautiful quote. We got next. Here we go. Finally finished. I don't know if I told you guys this or not. I finally finished binging on Marketing Over Coffee, although now I've amassed a bunch more Marketing Over Coffee to listen to. But I blew through something like 250 episodes of Marketing Over Coffee, which, again, great podcast. There's a lot of great information in there, especially... Well, it's about marketing. If you haven't heard me spiel about Marketing Over Coffee before, it's these two guys talking about marketing. They have guests on sometimes and stuff like that. So in that sense, it may not be that interesting unless you want to learn about marketing. But the interesting part is because a lot of marketing is actually how do you use the internet and technology to spy on people in order to figure out how to sell them stuff. And that's the interesting part is you hear about the technology and the software and the developments that marketers are using to spy on you. And it will sometimes terrify the shit out of you. They also did a really good episode, which is on my agenda to play most of the entire episode for you, about artificial intelligence, which has got some terrifying shit in it also. Marketing Over Statism. Here we go.
Maybe. I think I'll put it out to the listeners too. A year where we didn't see too many disasters. Usually, there's always one company that really steps in it badly for April Fool's, does something incredibly stupid, and I didn't hear of anybody kind of getting their guts handed to them.
That's because we were all too busy focusing on the incredible stupidity of the legislation in Indiana.
Exactly. I think that was not an April Fool's.
No.
Indiana. So you asked, what legislation? I don't really know. I had to do a Google search for Indiana legislation April 2015. That's when this episode is from. And based on results, what I think they're talking about, because they never really specify it, is Indiana Senate Bill 101, titled the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Apparently it was passed, and there was much whining from people, including George Tiki, who of course we now know is a rapist, and hashtagging Me Too, his victims are hashtagging Me Too. And this was opposed. Once again, you can look at the reaction. You can see that CEOs from Angie's List, Salesforce, Marketing Cloud, Anthem, Ellie Lilly, all these losers in the National Basketball Association and the Women's National Basketball Association. Why are there two different... Why aren't men and women playing basketball on the same teams together? Why is there discrimination and segregation when it comes to basketball? Women can do anything men can do. Women are equal. How can we stand for this kind of segregation from such an enlightened organization such as the National Basketball Association? Anyhow, a bunch of fucking liberal statists came out of the woodwork and were upset about this bill, yada, yada, yada. Let us continue.
Prank, but was just daily business over there. Yeah, it's just amazing. So it seems like, you know, legislation passed by the kind of, radical minority makes its way all the way up the line.
The radical minority. This legislation passed by the radical minority. Well, I think you are the people who wanted a democracy. You want to live in a society where legislation can be passed by a radical minority, and then you have to obey it. This is the world you statist created. I love when, once again, statists love to bitch when a law is passed that they don't like. But when they pass a law other people don't like, you're still supposed to obey it because it's the law. Oh, but when it's a law they don't like, see, well, it's the radical minority passed this law. This was passed by the radical minority. You know, those fucking minorities. How dare they pass a bill?
It's amazing to see so many businesses stepping up and saying, hey, we refuse to put up with this and we're not going to deal.
No, that's called virtue signaling. It's not even remotely amazing. It's a bunch of losers. Like, I mean, Salesforce, a company that's never made a profit in its existence. I know. I only know what Salesforce is because they talk about Salesforce all the time on Marketing Over Coffee. Salesforce is this organization, this company, this corporation that helps people sell shit to you. It's a marketing corporation. And last time I checked, they've never made a profit in their existence.
Yeah, particularly Salesforce. I mean, I have to give them a nod for doing it because they have Exact Target is headquartered in Indianapolis, and they're the Exact Target conference is headquartered. And Salesforce is like, nope, we are pulling out. If you don't, you know, get your stuff together, we are going to pull as much business out of Indiana as we possibly can. And
why is that a bad thing? Hey, pull your business out. Who gives a shit?
I think. Basic economics triumphed over political bias there.
Ultimately, politicians are always bragging about how they're making jobs. So yep, if you can show them a clear path to losing jobs, you're suddenly going to tighten the leash.
Yeah.
And that's true, because politicians can always be manipulated. Politicians are scum. They have no concept of right or wrong. Again, no point if we actually talked about what this bill is or what the supposed problem is with it. You can research it. I'm sure it's the normal thing. It's racist, sexist, homophobic. Anyway, they'll touch on this in a little bit.
And the other thing, too, as a marketer, I can't think of anything more stupid than saying, hey, I'm going to make a public declaration about whose money I'm not going to take.
Okay. You're going to make a public declaration about whose money you're not going to take, and that's stupid. All right, well, let's see. Apple Computer doesn't take money from people who use PCs. They're pretty open about that. If you are a BMW authorized mechanic repair shop, you don't repair Volkswagens. You are publicly declaring you don't take money from people who own Volkswagens. If you sell tampons, you are publicly declaring you don't take money from men, except for beta males who have to buy tampons for their girlfriends, or confused transsexuals who are really men but think they're girls. The idea that you would publicly declare there are segments of the population you're not going to take money from is completely fucking normal. In my own personal business where I do the website shit, I don't take money from stupid people. I avoid them. Okay. Yes, there's nothing wrong with publicly declaring you're not going to take money from fucking some segment of people, you fucking dumbass.
I don't care, yo, anything. Like, what?
I'm just saying that. Dude, I need to be in one of these businesses. Where can I be in a business where I'm going to be like, no, I really don't feel like serving half the economy. Exactly. I don't have to. I've got way too much business with serving white males only, and I don't need.
And there it is. See, they're the Nazi, the racist. It's only white men. Now that this bill is passed, now all these companies and businesses, they're only going to do business with white men. Everything comes down to racist when you're a fucking left-wing statist. When you need the government to tell you right and wrong and good and bad, and when you think democracy is wonderful, except for when you lose, you need the government to tell you right from wrong, and everything comes down to racism.
Anyone else's money.
We'll say this. Marketing Over Coffee will greatly accept any money from anyone, regardless of your race, orientation, religion. We will take your money.
We'll take your pet's money. We'll take your kid's money. We really are fine with
inanimate objects around us. If they have money in them, send us
stuff. We'll take it all. Exactly. Yeah, and this is a bigger trend, too, is it's so disappointing to. I mean, we were not really of that era, but we were, you know, just came in as, you know, the government was behind the lunar launches. I mean, we were exploring the world.
Yeah,
and now it's amazing to see that only the interesting stuff gets done by private enterprise.
Yeah.
Yes, because the government is too busy killing people with missiles launched from flying robots and trying to force people to bake wedding cakes for homosexuals. That's why the government isn't doing, space missions anymore. That's why the government isn't doing anything interesting. Because the government has become, and not that necessarily it ever was, but the government has become this entity which exists for the reason of suppressing people's freedom. And this goes back to the previous episode. We talked about the Nazis. Who is the party of forced association, right? Well, you can't pass a bill that says people who don't want to bake a wedding cake for homosexuals can be allowed to do that. No, we can't have that. We're going to force you to associate with people you don't want to associate with. That's why the government space program is a fucking joke, because the government is spending all of my tax money on forcing people to do things they don't want to do, on forcing people to associate with people they don't want to associate with, on forcing people to hire other people based on the color of their skin or their gender or the gender they think they are. That's why the government is not doing anything spectacular like landing men on the moon. That's why the private sector has to fucking do it. Because in the private sector, you have a meritocracy. For the most part, to a certain extent, for the most part, that might be an exaggeration. It is possible for a meritocracy to exist in the private sector, and thus it is possible for the private sector to accomplish something. There can be no meritocracy in the government. It is impossible for the government to be a place where a meritocracy arises. It simply cannot happen.
You know, it's like Google is doing all this cool stuff with self-driving cars and
robots that can kill people and spying on people and reading your email and cooperating with the NSA to make sure the NSA has backdoors into all of your online communications.
You've got, Mars missions being done by private corporations. Like, government doesn't do anything cool anymore except line their own pockets.
Well, and kill people and indefinite detention and taxation and welfare. And forced association.
Pretty much. I mean, public education. I have to give a shout out to our teachers who are, if I had to point at something that is being done right and is at least, not
functional.
Is not belaboring itself and getting crushed under its own bureaucratic weight. So yeah.
No, that's.
Christ Almighty. And this is the cluelessness of being a fucking statist. When you think the public education system is not crushed under its own bureaucracy and a place where people are doing a great job, okay, you might be a complete fucking moron when it comes to politics. These guys know a lot about marketing. They know a lot about fucking artificial intelligence marketing. They know a lot about marketing. They know a lot about fucking internet fucking stuff. But they very clearly have no concept of social, political, economic, philosophical reality of what the government is fucking doing and not doing. Yes, teachers. There's a wonderful example of the government doing things right. The teachers.
That if you do work for a government agency and you would like to send marketing over coffee money.
Right, we'll still take your money.
We'll still take your money.
And we'd love to hear great stories, too. If you're doing something cool in government. David Brown with Mises has been emailing me recently, bragging basically because, what is it, Eastern Central Vermont they've brought in fiber. Okay. And so, this band of 12 Vermont towns, which probably... here in Watertown has more people than that entire swath of country, but they're just going to rock it with fiber. Yeah.
Once again, this is an indicator you're a fucking loser. When a government brings in fiber so you can have faster internet and you think that's just this amazing one, so that's on par with landing on the moon or something. Once again, this is the manifestation of... Okay, it's time to plug a book. Hang on. Nope, not that one. Where the fuck is it? Not that one. Here we go. Amusing Ourselves to Death by Neil Postman. I cannot plug this book enough times. If you have not read this fucking book, I am serious. Get your ass, cls.link, click on the Amazon banner, go to Amazon, buy the book, Amusing Ourselves to Death by Neil Postman, so I can get a fucking cut, so I can buy a Supergirl figurine that I don't fucking need and will just collect dust and will ultimately not make me any happier, but it'll just, I'll have it and it'll be there and there it is. The book in a nutshell is that he says there's these people who said 1984 was going to happen, and it did. It's not 1984 we need to be afraid of. It is Brave New World we need to be afraid of, where everyone is doped up and on Soma, and they know they're slaves, and they just don't fucking care. And that's where we're... Well, we have fiber internet. Our internet is so fast. Oh, look, the government is murdering people in foreign countries with flying robots. We got all these people on welfare who can't get jobs. We're bringing over Muslims to rape people over... I saw the thing, it's going to be in the link somewhere. I saw in Sweden, like 80% of rapes have been traced back to immigrants. Right? I mean, but no, we'll ignore, none of that matters. The government's forcing people to fucking do business with people they don't want to, because when you become a business, if you decide to bake a cake for money, suddenly you no longer have freedom to choose who you associate with and not. No, see, none of that matters. What matters, what's really important, is we have fast internet. That's what's important to the fucking losers and the inferior people. Fast internet.
When I look at the joke that is internet, there's been a bunch of stuff about that. It's seems like those drums keep getting louder and louder too, with us becoming 24th in the nation in internet access or whatever. Yep. You know, people in the UK for $20 a month being able to get 500 up and down, and you know, we pay 200 a month for 10.5 connections and things like that.
Wow, maybe if you had some free market competition, you wouldn't have to pay $200 a month. But see, again, as a statist, your solution is, well, the government should provide me with internet, because you have a right to internet, right? Because it's paying $200 a month for your internet. Oh, we can't have that. You have a right to that fucking internet.
But this is good. This is the problem with politics. It immediately becomes a complaint fest and a bit.
And that's true. Politics does immediately become a complaint fest, and that's why government is the problem, because government doesn't do anything positive. It doesn't do anything useful. Well, what about the roads? Well, what is government busy doing? People go, well, people wouldn't bake me a cake. Don't worry, we'll pass a law and force them to make a wedding cake for you, because God forbid homosexuals go find somebody else who wants to bake a cake for them. Or, I mean, holy shit, it's not like homosexuals can make their own wedding cake, right?
Which session, really? So let's move on to X-rated Snapchats accounts, which let's bring Snapchat, this right back to where the marketers want to hang out. Let's before we get into the X-rated sleaze factor, though, Snapchat, like, what are you following? Obviously, they're selling these ads at these ridiculous CPMs. Well, I say ridiculous. They're getting a ton of money for their CPMs. What are you watching with them?
Well, see, here's the thing. I'm watching for any kind of analytics. So we've had the opportunity to work with a couple of clients who have done stuff with Snapchat, and they're like, yeah, here's your screenshot of, like, the number of views you've had. They're like, that's it? You paid for that? And so,
yes, people are so dumb, they're buying advertisements on Snapchat.
So as a data head and as an analytics person, I'm pretty unimpressed so far. I'm hoping that with some more series F funding or whatever, that they can actually produce something more than a screenshot.
And it just ends. All right, so anyhow, I kept that in because Once again, just because these guys are stupid about politics, they do know a lot about other things. And if you want to hear about, you may think you don't care about analytics on Facebook and shit. You do, because it's you these analytics are spying on. There's a lot of good shit there. All right, what do we got here? Let's find out what this is.
Oh, God, you're the baby.
Here we go. Hey, Bill, I'm sick of this election. I hope Trump wins. I know he's a jerk, but I hate Hillary, and I think Bernie is a nice guy without a clue. He says a lot of great things, but he's going to raise taxes. He talks about making college free, but his taxes will make it hard. Nothing is free.
That's never going to happen.
Nothing is free.
You know, free health care. It's not free.
It's not free.
Somebody's got to fucking pay for it.
Exactly.
He talks about making college free, but his taxes will make it harder for people like me to pay my student loans. I make 95 grand a year. I have a kid.
95 grand a year. Dude, okay, hold on. If you can't pay your student loans on 95 grand, that's 95,000, right? How bad can your school loans be that you can't pay them on 95,000 a year? If I was making I mean, I can't even imagine $95,000 a year. I would feel like a billionaire if I had $95,000 a year. By the way, this is the Bill Burr podcast, which I've listened to a couple of episodes, and they are fantastic. I need to listen to more. It's in my feed. I'm downloading them. Just, you know, don't have time because I'm running around being unhappy. Oh, South Park. So I'm watching South Park Season 20. Watched the second episode before recording this. And it's great. So this is the episode where Gerald turns out to be the online internet troll. Was it Skank Hunt 42 or whatever? And everybody in the media, and this is so true. This is why I love South Park. The media is going on about how unhappy this person must be, and he must not have any friends, and he must live in his mother's basement, and he must be such an unhappy person. And then the next scene is Gerald going about his daily business with a giant smile on his face, and he's just so happy. And you may or may not believe me, but it really is, guys. I know that's me. You may listen to this podcast and think that I live in my mom's basement, and that I hate everybody, and I'm unhappy all the time, and all this other shit. And that's great. You have your masturbatory fantasy. I don't fucking care, okay? I'm not a statist. I don't need to control your emotions. I don't care. You think whatever the fuck you want about me. I am happier than fuck. I'm standing here right now in my boxer shorts with a mug of hot raspberry tea, with a smile on my face, listening to Bill Burr, talking to you. I am a fucking as happy as a guy. I'd be happier if I had a Supergirl figurine that was paid for by you motherfuckers going through my Amazon affiliate link and buying books from Rollo Tomasi and Aaron Clary and Adam Piggott and Jack Donovan. I'd be a lot happier, of course, you know. And if you're, and then I could buy the Supergirl, and then Aaron Clary could buy a whiskey for his GF. But no, you hate women, don't you? You fucking racist, sexist, homophobic Nazis who hate Aaron Clary's girlfriend. You fucking bastards.
Grand in student loans between me and my wife. We live comfortably. But if you take another $2,500 to $4,000 from me a year, I will feel it. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I am already only netting 60. What is the fuck is all of this?
Yeah, what's the point? The family is a bunch of dramatic babies.
All right, blah, blah, blah.
What's the point?
Okay, so we're getting to his family here somewhere.
Okay.
I'm not opposed to giving money to help people who need it, but when is enough enough?
Never.
$1 trillion on dumb shit every year and you need more from me? Fuck off, Bernie. I love how he's blaming Bernie. You know, Bernie didn't create the fucking situation.
Actually, see, now Bill starts, and this is Bill starts slipping into the state. Bernie didn't create, no, actually, Bernie did. Last time I checked, Bernie is a senator. Bernie did participate in creating the situation. Yes, he did. At any time, Bernie could have, you know, attempted to use his power as a member of the Senate. He was a senator, right? I don't know. He could have at any time used his power to try to prevent something bad from happening in the government, to reduce some spending, to, you know, kill fewer people with missiles launched from flying robots, auditing the Fed, you know, getting rid of fiat currency and making the dollar based on gold. He could have led the charge to do any of these things. But instead, he just sat around letting his dick be sucked by a bunch of goddamn millennials.
He's trying to get us out of it, I guess. I don't know if it's going to work. I don't know if people...
No, he's not trying to get us out of it. He's trying to get power for himself.
We'll work with the guy, but... Oh, God. What a fucking decision this year. So I make this point to my wife's family. I didn't yell. I didn't say, fuck off, Bernie. I just said, I don't think we, the people, should have to give more money if they're wasting the money they already get. Well, okay. My wife's family lost their shit.
Of course they did. Because for left-wing statists, there's never enough. The idea that the government should stop wasting money, you know, the idea that the government should spend less money than it brings in, stop wasting it on stupid shit, and focus on important shit. No, 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 no. Oh, fuck no. We can't have that.
They said that I'm selfish and that if I vote for Trump, I'm endorsing hate and greed and fascism.
Of course they did, because that's what losers always go to. If you're different than me, if you don't want the government to waste money on stupid shit, you are filled with hatred. You're a racist.
Really? Question mark? They endorsed Obama, and I have a problem with him hatefully blowing up kids and wedding parties with drones. Why?
Oh, really? Wow, so I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one who has a problem with Obama blowing up children and wedding parties? Holy shit, look at that.
Doesn't that make them hateful?
Yes, it does, but they're stupid.
They then went on to talk about, for 30 minutes, about hate and how they were scared about what would happen to the country. And
why don't they go to Canada? Oh, that's right. None of you are actually going to Canada. You're just going to talk about going to Canada. The actual going to Canada part would require you to get off your fucking worthless, lazy, goddamn parasitical liberal Democrat ass and actually fucking go to Canada. And that's work. You're not going to do that. You're going to whine about going to Canada. You're going to whine about Donald Trump as a Nazi. You're going to act like you're going to be put in a concentration camp. But you're just not going to get off your ass and actually go to Canada, because Canada is not going to let you come up there and be a fucking parasite off of their system the way you can be a parasite off the system here in the United States.
And they're scared about how children will grow up in a country with, and I quote, Hitler minus the concentration camps. I told them that comparing an egomaniac to Hitler is unfair to the victims of the Holocaust. It trivializes the actual evil of Hitler embodied. Her mother and father were both taken aback and said that my way of thinking could potentially be dangerous to their grandchildren.
The children. See, we care about the children so much.
What?
Uh-oh.
Period. The fuck, period, is going, period, on, period. Well, you...
Well, okay, here's the... Before Bill Burr starts going down the wrong path, here's what's going on. You are expecting left-wing statists to have intelligence. You're expecting left-wing statists to have morals. You're expecting left-wing statists to not be inferior. You're expecting not left-wing statists to not view everything in the world around them through the only lens they have available, which is hate, right? If you disagree, how many times have I said this? If you disagree with a left-wing statist, that means you are filled with hate, because they project. Everything about left-wing statism is hatred. They hate people who have more than them. They hate people who are different than them. They hate people who disagree with them. And because everything in their world is about hatred, if you disagree with them, it can't be that they hate you because you want the government to not waste money. No, no, no. It's because you are filled with hatred because you don't want the government to waste money.
Dope.
Yeah.
You fucking opened up your big fucking mouth about politics.
Dumb.
See, there we go. See, it's your fault because you talked about politics. Now, if left-wing statists want to talk about politics, you're supposed to go along with it, but it's your fault because you dared to bring up politics. How dare you talk about politics, you dope? Especially, you know, with your family. With the people that are related to you, unfortunately, it's your in-laws, right? If I remember correctly, it's his wife's family. Yeah, how dare you talk to them about politics? What the fuck is wrong with you? Notice that Bill Burr just swings right down the path of left-wing statism here, right? I'm all for freedom of speech. How dare you talk about politics? Oh, Bill, you're a very funny guy, and so your shit, but dude, I don't know where you're getting this shit from.
To talk about politics.
No, he isn't. Absolutely. He's young. He doesn't know.
Well, now you know.
Yeah, and how did you learn? How did you learn? And how did I learn?
By bringing it up.
By doing that, yeah. This is the deal.
So that's fair. But yeah, you know you can't talk about politics and religion and shit like that.
No, of course not.
I'm going to say it got really heated.
You can't talk about politics and religion. You might offend a snowflake. You might offend a fucking leftist. And leftists can't handle it when somebody has a difference of opinion with them. Therefore, you are obligated to not talk about politics and religion because, you see, it's your duty, it's your obligation to manage the emotions of your fucking worthless in-laws. See, they can't do it themselves. They can't handle you saying that Bernie Sanders might not be the right guy for president. They can't deal with that because they are emotionally retarded children. And thus, you have to not talk about politics so as to manage their emotions for them. And this is how you identify inferior people. When you have people and you have to not talk about subjects so that their emotions don't get hurt, that's how you know they are inferior.
You can't, I don't know, you gotta be, if you really are going to vote for Trump, I think there's only certain sections of the United States where you could say that, where you'll get a, yeah, I get it, oh, well, tell me more about your opinion. I feel like if you say, you know what, fuck this, I'm voting for Trump, most people are gonna be like, are you fucking kidding me? So I'm
yes, and we should, and again, most people are gonna say, are you fucking kidding me? You shouldn't say that, because those most people might not like that. And you have to fucking manage the emotions of the masses. You can't have your own fucking opinion. Don't you understand? Are you stupid?
Not surprised at that, but...
No, yeah, I actually got a lot of shit when I was... I made fun of him when I got some shit for it.
For making fun of Trump?
Did. Yeah.
Yeah.
For who?
Yeah, some people... Yes. Oh my God, I got some shit for making fun of Trump. Oh my God. Grow up, Bill. Deal with it.
People who support Trump.
Oh. Yeah, you stupid bitch.
Who
would give you crap about ragging on Trump? I maybe people who support Trump. Well, I don't know who this woman is on the podcast. I don't know why she's here either. But stop being dumb.
Believe it or not, there's people that support. I know.
Believe it or not, there's people who support Trump. Believe it or not, there's people who have a different opinion than me, Bill Burr. What the fuck is wrong with you people? I'm Bill Burr. Why do you have an opinion on who to support for president of the United States that's different than my opinion? There's something wrong with you. No, Bill, there's something wrong with you that you can't understand that other people get to have opinions different than yours. And if that's a problem for you, well, you need to fucking learn to manage your own goddamn emotions.
And I thought, remember when he was first talking about running and we were both like, this is never going to happen. This is a joke. This is ridiculous. And now here we are.
And that's the beauty of the Trump and Fuhrer. That's what I appreciate about the Trump and Fuhrer, is all you fucking losers were so fucking confident that he just couldn't do it. Why? Well, because Hillary Clinton's got a vagina. He can't do it. He has orange hair. He can't do it. Well, he did do it. And now you look like a fucking idiot, don't you?
He's like the only Republican left standing. So, I mean, I guess I underestimated him.
Yeah,
he's
like
the Leicester City. He's like the Leicester City of politicians. But here's the thing, though. I also think, Hillary Clinton is the fucking devil. Because she's acting like she gives a fuck. And she's one of those Bilderberg people. I don't like her. I like Bernie. Out of all of them, I like Bernie Sanders. I just don't think anybody's going to fucking work with
him. Well, the California primary is coming up, so he's not throwing in the towel yet.
Bernie. Well,
Oh, by the way, obviously this is from before the primaries took place. This is when people still thought Bernie wasn't going to get fucking Ron Paul'd by the Democrats. When people thought there is a chance that the Democrat Party was actually going to allow Bernie Sanders to run for president, which they're not, because it's corrupt. Said it before, I'll say it again. I think Bernie would have given Donald Trump more of a run for the money. I don't want Bernie to be president, because I don't want anyone to be president. You know, given the choices, the three we had, or the two we had, if you just go Hillary versus Trump, yes, I will take the Trump and Fuhrer over either Bernie or Hillary. But Bernie Sanders, if the goal of the Democrat Party was to defeat Donald Trump, they would have had a better chance of doing that with Bernie Sanders than
I have to. You know
something? We gotta vote for a guy.
I have to vote for a person that I feel is actually truly gives a shit about regular people. And that would be him. Whether he's going to be successful.
No, Bernie Sanders does not give a shit about regular people. You moron. Where do you people get this thing where these politicians care about regular people? No, they don't. None of them care about you. None of them. None of them. None of them.
successful or not. And I know what a lot of people are saying, like, oh, you fucking bought my head. You're going to put Trump in office. I've always voted for the fucking third wheel every fucking goddamn time.
Well, when the primary happens, we got to vote for him. That's the only way that he'll stand.
Listen, I don't have to do anything that you say.
Yeah, but you do.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
So basically, this guy's in-laws.
Do you know what we just did? Do you know what we just did?
What's that?
We just did what this guy did.
Which is what?
He talked about politics.
Just talked politics.
And you just embarrassed yourself.
He gave endorsements to Bernie Sanders. We shouldn't have done that. I still haven't made up my mind that I'm going to do that.
No, why are we? Yeah. We're giving endorsements just by talking about it?
By saying that you're going to do it.
Yes. Well, yes, stupid. When you say you're going to vote for Bernie Sanders, that's endorsing Bernie Sanders. You dumbass.
Oh, that's how I feel.
We're like
Jesus
that guy
God.
That fuck. We're like those people that you see on Facebook and they
I'm
go,
not,
hey,
not
do you know me?
Be...
I pretend to be a doctor on a soap opera and I think this is who you should vote for. I apologize for that, people. I try not to say that. Eventually,
yeah, no,
eventually
we're not,
it was
we're not
come
endorsing
out.
Anybody.
Yes, you are. You just endorsed.
I'll tell you what, I'm endorsing a nice fucking cold Budweiser when I sit down.
Budweiser? Are you shitting
that's
me?
So what is what?
Bill, you can afford good beer. Why are you drinking a Budweiser?
Does he want to know? He's just sort of like, what the hell? Now my in-laws don't want me to have children with my wife because they think I'm evil and I'm gonna raise a little evil Trump supporting.
My thing
children.
About Trump is his fucking lack of compassion for fucking people. When you sit there and say, take his coat.
Yeah.
You're like riling people up like that
well,
was
of course.
Just
he says the most he says really really awful things.
He says really awful things. Obama of course murdered children at wedding parties with missiles launched from flying robots. But you see that didn't matter because Obama is half black and he's a Democrat. Hillary Clinton has people killed. Her husband rapes women. But you see that's okay because she has a vagina. And she's a Democrat. Donald Trump says mean things to people. Oh my gosh, he's racist, sexist, and homophobic.
But the thing I like about him is he lets me know that they actually count the votes. Because no super rich people want that fucking guy. And I always thought for years, my conspiracy theory is like, they don't count these fucking things. They just, oh, it's pretty fucking close. And they put the money on both horses and then they're fucking fine. But the fact that he's actually doing well. He's speaking to a lot of people out there, Needy.
Yeah, he is.
He's going to build a wall, and he's going to have the people he's walling in pay for it. I'm telling
know.
You, he's talking mad shit.
I don't know. I feel like...
That's mad shit. You can't have a wall. God forbid.
Like all those years of watching The Apprentice and The Celebrity Apprentice are now coming back to
when
bite
he tried
me,
to find a CEO for a company that doesn't exist?
It's all coming back to bite me in the ass. I've been supporting it.
Maybe you shouldn't watch reality television. Oh, you're white trash. Never mind. It's not like you're doing anything useful with your life.
In this whole entire time. I'm partly to blame for this bullshit. So what is this kid saying?
Well, look, he can't be a complete moron.
What is this kid saying? What is his point? He just is...
No, he's just saying what the fuck. So I was... We just...
Well, you will not talk about politics anymore around your in-laws. I'll tell you that much.
But then he said, looking forward to seeing you in Dublin.
Yeah, don't talk about politics around your in-laws. God forbid that your in-laws should be exposed to your difference of opinion with them. Now, of course, if your in-laws are conservatives or Christians, then you just feel free to talk about politics all you want. Just shit all over them. But if your in-laws are tolerant, diverse, left-wing, statist pieces of shit, oh no, you'd better censor yourself because they can't manage their own emotions. That's your motherfucking job.